Just how easy is it to physically alter someone's mind from a distance? Let's watch this clip from Dr. Beck, and you'll be shocked.
And what I'm going to do here is something magical. I'm going to pick up here a Scripto pencil. And you'll notice when I wave it around this electrometer, this electrostatic voltmeter, not much is happening. I'm going to do something magical to this pencil. I'm going to put a few extra electrons on it, like you did in high school. Now, what happens? Number one, when I have charged this piece of plastic by rubbing it through my hair, as you do with a hair comb during the day, we have made a field which you can measure if you have an instrument. Now, I'm going to do something else to you. I want the people from the first row back, I guess some of you even a little beyond the video camera are going to feel this. This works double blind, this is not suggestion. We're going to create a 3 to 5 hertz field as Hamer did at UCLA in 1965, and we're going to ask you how you feel. Now, we're going to produce a 9 hertz wave. A wave is a time-varying field, and I want those of you who are sensitive to tell me what you feel compared to the 3 to 5. Okay? You got it? I see several faces have lit up here. You felt that? Terrific.
Yeah, the one wave made you feel slightly low. I felt the vibration in the solar plexus.
Yeah.
The second one you did, I felt the energy charge throughout the whole body.
Exactly. If you saw those previous slides, we have replicated here with very simple, do-it-yourself, verifiable on scientific instruments, waves and fields that have profound effect on biological systems. So we can go in and find out what restaurants are modifying your eating habits by giving you an adrenaline reaction, which normally produces fight or flight syndrome. If you've paid $20 for a meal, you're not going to fight or run away. You're going to eat faster. If you eat faster, they're going to have more table turnover during a shift. This is being done. We found a number of these locations in Southern California that are doing this to us. Incidentally, they are connected with the family. They are Italian-owned. This technology has leaked down to the public. We hoped it would be a few years before this happened.
Next in the slide. 1980s.
When we began trying to actively manipulate the mood and brainwaves of Homo sapiens, we first tried photic stimulus, flashing lights. We tried evoke potential from sound. We tried a number of things about which we do not talk in public. We finally developed a little device about this size that goes in your shirt pocket. I took it down. Now I'm telling on myself, but I hope the statute of limitations has run out, to a couple of the major tourist attractions in Southern California, where we would have an unlimited number of subjects, free. Doesn't have to feed laboratory mice. We determined that we could alter the brain patterns of about 35% of the gross population up to a distance of around 20 to 30 feet. Instead of going through the door, they would run into the door jamb. Instead of walking around the trash can, they would kick it over. They'd get lost. As soon as I found that this actually worked, and I used these to determine the waveforms, pulse repetition rates, etc., I destroyed the units because I felt we were doing a highly unethical thing. So I hied myself back to Washington and I said, hey, you guys, we've got a clear and present danger.
Your mind is being altered every day from outside sources. And the only question left for you is whether or not you want to take control of it or let it be in the hands of somebody else.